DJI Mavic 2 Pro versus Zoom, which is better for you? The Mavic 2 Pro and Zoom are two of the most famous drones on the market. Which one is better? It all depends on your needs. The Zoom has a camera that can rotate up to 270 degrees while the Mavic 2 Pro has a camera that can be removed from its housing for more flexibility in shooting styles. Both have their pros and cons, but it's down to what you need that will determine which drone is best for you. In this article, LucidCam will give you some comparison Mavic 2 Pro versus Zoom. DJI Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=1vs9qw1p7e. This is the first time DJI has released two separate models of a drone and didn't give them a clear distinction of features. We have received a lot of questions from drone pilots about the new Mavic. Is the Mavic 2 Pro better than the Mavic 2 Zoom? Let's get into the details. DJI Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom. Specs comparison. Mavic 2 Pro, Mavic 2 Zoom. Weight 907 grams, 905 grams. Dimensions 322x242x84 mm unfolded, 322x242x84 mm unfolded. Max ascent speed 5 meters per second, S mode, 4 meters per second, P mode, 5 meters per second, S mode, 4 meters per second, P mode. Max flight time 31 minutes of flight time 31 minutes of flight time. Max wind speed resistance 29 to 38 kilometers per hour 29 to 38 kilometers per hour. Sensor 1 inch CMOS 1, 2.3 inches CMOS. Effective pixels 20 million 12 million. Color range D-Log M, 10-bit, support HDR videos, HLG 10-bit, D-Cinelike. ISO range photo 100 3200, auto 100-12800, manual 100 1600, auto 100-3200, manual. ISO range video 100 6400 100 3200. Still image size 5472x3648, 4000x3000, optical zoom range 24 to 48 mm equivalent. Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom, pros and cons. Mavic 2 Pro, Mavic 2 Zoom. Pros: amazing image sensor, higher resolution 20MP. Zoom range of the camera 24-48 mm, excellent quality images, obstacle avoidance on all sides, obstacle avoidance on all sides, easy to operate, easy to fly. Cons: more expensive images, quality resolution is lacking, slightly bigger, heavier, expensive for camera quality. Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom, design circles versus squares. Because the DJI Mavic 2 Zoom and Mavic 2 Pro are almost identical, I will be focusing on these two cameras for most of the article. The Mavic 2 Zoom's camera design is outstanding. The Mavic 2 Zoom is small, symmetrical, and durable. With a rounded design, it should be easy for you to find circular polarized and neutral density ND lens filters. Mavic 2 Pro features a unique camera. Due to the large sensoring image, the team had to find a way to make it bigger while still fitting within the drone's same area. They had to square the lens from the outside and a smaller, rounded lens from the inside. The ND filters are excellent for the Mavic 2 Zoom. The set includes ND4, ND8, ND16, and ND32 filters. A sturdy silicon-lined case is included with the set. Each filter space is marked so that you don't need to remove each one to find the one you need. They are of very high quality and some of the best ND filters I have ever seen on a drone. You can remove the existing UV filter and attach the filter that you require. It was made square rather than round to fit into the tiny space available on the drone. This kept the drone's design simple and sleek. Apart from the cameras, these drones are sleeker and more aerodynamic than the original Mavic Pro. However, from a distance, you won't notice any difference. There are two major differences. The placement of LED lights on the back arms makes it easier for the Mavic 2 to fly far away, and the bright LED light at the bottom of its Mavic 2 Pro model. The other night, I saw a Mavic 2 Pro being flown by another person in my area. It looked like another plane from afar, but I was wrong. I then saw it fly in a way that no other airplane could. It was then that I realized what it was. Mavic 2 Pro vs Mavic 2 Zoom, speed and maneuverability, DJI Mavic 2 Pro DJI Mavic 2 Zoom. Horizontal speed 72 km per hour, 44.74 miles per hour, 72 km per hour, 44.74 miles per hour. Ascent speed 5 meters per second, 5 meters per second. Descent speed 3 meters per second, 3 meters per second. It shouldn't surprise that these two aircraft are almost identical in performance. The 2 grams difference in weight does not affect the key performance measures. Both can fly up to 6,000 meters at altitude. Mont Blanc, the highest mountain in the Alps, is 4,810 meters. This limitation won't be a problem. DJI's Mavic 2 drone can be controlled with greater precision. It is agile in the air and offers a choice of maximum performance in sport mode or positioning, which are both faster and more precise. The collision sensors are disabled in sport mode because the drone is too fast for them. The physical switch that allows you to change between modes is a nice touch. This means you always have the best mode. Sport, in clear skies, will be the best, while tripod may be the best for smooth shots. Mavic 2 Pro vs Mavic 2 Zoom, battery. The battery life of the Mavic 2 Pro and Mavic 2 Zoom is 31 minutes, 3850 mAh. This is just a short section as we are looking at the same battery that lifts the same airframe and weighs only 2 grams more on the Pro. These are good batteries with intelligent circuits that monitor remaining power and lower the chance of fires. Depending on whether your Mavic 2 is purchased as an individual or part of the Fly More kit, you will receive 1 to 3 of these batteries and, with the kit, a charging hub that allows you to leave the batteries to charge sequentially without having to switch them. This is a must-have accessory for anyone who travels. You'll want to charge your batteries while you recharge. Although the claimed flight time of 31 minutes is excessive, it is still within the limits of any drone battery claim. A comfortable landing in good weather takes only 25 minutes. Controller. Each Mavic 2 controller is identical. The DJI Go 4 app and your smartphone can be used to give live feedback. Video visibility up to 10 kilometers is possible thanks to OcuSync 2.0 radio technology. The radio technology can also be found in the Mavic Air 2 and is markedly improved over many other drones. However, the Mavic 2 series implements it even further than the Mavic Air 2. It is compatible with DJI's goggles if you want to give a client on-site a first-person view. Real-time frequency switching gives visual feedback at 1080p. This is not only sharpening your viewfinder but also allows you to edit and upload full HD right from the cache. A monochrome display is also included in the controller for basic telemetry, altitude and mode, remaining battery, etc. You can fly without your phone. While not as convenient as the Autel Evo full-color remote, this saves you the effort of looking at the phone screen to verify your range. The battery can be removed to make it easier for you to carry and is very compact. However, the cable will only last 3 flights before it must be charged again. Mavic 2 Pro vs Mavic 2 Zoom, camera and lens, DJI Mavic 2 Pro DJI Mavic 2 Zoom. Sensor size 1-inch CMOS 1, 2.3-inch CMOS. Resolution 5472 by 3648 pixels, 4000 by 3000 pixels. Megapixels 2012. Efficient focal length, EFL, 28mm, 24mm to 48mm. Maximum aperture f/2.8, 2.8 to 3.8. Here is where things start to get interesting. These cameras are not identical. The Zoom has a smaller 1.2-inch 12-megapixel sensor behind an optional zoom lens that can take 7 shots, while the Pro 20-megapixel camera can only handle 5 and doesn't have an optical zoom lens. The Pro is generally better when it comes to components. 100-12800 ISO beats 100-3000 on the Zoom. Also, the Pro has an adjustable aperture, while the Zoom doesn't. The Pro's sensor is larger than the Zoom's 1-inch area. This makes it more useful for stills. If you are happy with the 28mm equivalent field of view, the images will be sharp and without distortion. Stills can be cropped and zoomed in small amounts to stay within the Mavic 2 Zoom's 12MP. As partial compensation for the Zoom's lower resolution camera, this drone, and only it, has a super res mode. This will automatically zoom in to shoot 9 telephoto photos, then stitch them together into huge 48-megapixel images. Both drones can shoot DHDR burst images. The Mavic 2 Pro has a slightly higher dynamic distance of 14 EV than the Mavic 2 Zoom, which is 13 EV. The zoom lens has a variable focal length of 24 to 48 millimeters. This lens allows you to zoom in wider than the Mavic 2 Pro, and allows for some lens compression, making your subject appear closer to the background. This feature is only useful if your subject is close to the drone. Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom, video quality, DJI Mavic 2 Pro DJI Mavic 2 Zoom. Max resolution 4 Kelvins 4K. HDR yes, number 10-bit DLOGM yes, no. Codex H.264, H.265, H.264, H.265. Although it's easy to argue that the Zoom is the best camera drone, for moviemakers, the ability to use a real telephoto lens could be a significant advantage. A zoom lens can give you distinct stylistic options if your drone tracks from different distances. The gimbal seems to be fine with 48mm 2x, although a longer zoom might be desirable, it could be exceeding the practical limits for vibration suppression. Well, not quite. The Pro's larger sensor is useful in low-light conditions, but it can also output billions of colors using its 10-bit color profile. It also supports 10-bit DLOGM. This is what Pro video editing software prefers. A 1.4x crop option, which uses the same pixels as a 40mm lens, is also available. If creativity is your forte, the Pro also has a variable aperture. Both drones were using the same shutter speed and ISO settings. Video features of both models. The video quality has improved greatly. This is mainly due to better colors, higher bitrate, and a new video codec. The colors on the Mavic 2 Zoom are very similar to the Mavic Air. Everything just looks less magenta to me compared to the old Mavic Pro. Higher bitrate. Recording in 4K is great, but the resolution doesn't mean anything if the bitrate isn't high enough. All recorded video is compressed by the camera before it hits the SD card. The bitrate of a video basically controls how much it gets compressed. So the higher the bitrate, the less compressed your video will be. Both the Mavic 2 Pro and Zoom also record at 100 megabits per second, 40 megabits per second faster than the Mavic Pro, but the biggest improvement is the new H.265 video codec. H.265, HEVC, also known as H.265, is a video compression format just like H.262, but it's able to maintain almost the same video quality while taking up half as much space. That means when you shoot in H.265, you're really getting the same quality as if you were using H.264 and shooting at twice the bitrate, 200 megabits per second in this case. HDR video. You can create HDR videos using the 10-bit DLOGM color profile. However, if you aren't familiar with HDR workflows, you can use an HDR video shooting mode that uses the HLG color standard. The HLG mode allows you to shoot in HDR without editing and can be viewed directly on compatible devices. This mode is ideal for consumers who want true HDR content. However, for greater control and flexibility in post-production, you can still use the DLOGM color profile. Photo quality. Both models have photo features. DHDR. DHDR is the first major improvement to the Mavic Pro. DHDR is a mode that takes a series of raw photos, then merges them to create 13 stops of dynamic range, 14 on the Mavic 2 Pro. It also reduces motion blur, which can be common when using traditional exposure bracketed shots. Hyperlight. Hyperlight is another feature that's similar to HDR. To get the best night results, it takes several photos and combines them. This feature is particularly useful for reducing image noise, the grainy artifacts you see when you shoot at night. You can achieve the same effect in Photoshop or Affinity Photo using a feature called image stacking. However, it is nice to be able to quickly and easily do this without having to use any expensive photo editors. This feature has been tested by me, but we will need to test it more to compare to traditional long exposure photography. Photos of the Mavic 2 Zoom. Referring back to the comparison, while the Mavic 2 Zoom's 12-megapixel 2.1-inch sensor is similar to that found on the original Mavic Pro. However, there are some new features that give it an advantage over the older model. Super Res. The Mavic 2 Zoom has a zoom lens and Super Res is the most important new feature. This mode takes multiple photos and combines them into a Super Res image that has a resolution 4 times higher than a standard one. This drone is great for landscape photography. However, it needs multiple images to function so it can't be used for shots that have movement. The drone cannot be moving and must be able to remain still. Photo features of the Mavic 2 Pro. 20-megapixel true sensor. The 20-megapixel sensor is an excellent camera, especially for video. Although you won't be able to use the Super Res feature on the Mavic 2 Zoom, 20 megapixels will suffice for most situations. Also, the pixels are real so you can capture images with movement, something that you can't do on the Mavic 2 Zoom. Better colors. The Hasselblad HNCS Color Science is integrated right into the Hasselblad. This makes the resolution even more impressive. You may be wondering what HNCS is. It's Hasselblad's method of accurately rendering colors in all situations. The Mavic 2 Pro produces amazing colors straight out of the box. However, if you shoot in RAW, you can convert those RAW files to the Hasselblad Focus program, which will produce the best results. Lower light photography is better. You'll be able to tell if you are a good photographer that increasing the resolution will decrease the size of each pixel on an image sensor. This will mean that less light hits each pixel, which can be very detrimental to low light performance. The cameras on drones such as the Parrot Anafi are packed with megapixels. However, the sensor size of the Mavic 2 Zoom is the same, so each pixel is roughly half the size. The Mavic 2 Pro's Hasselblad camera L1D20C has a 1-inch image sensor. This is the largest drone with this size sensor. So even with the increased megapixel count, each physical pixel is still bigger than the pixels on the Mavic 2 Zoom. The Mavic 2 Pro has better low light capabilities thanks to this and the upgraded sensor technology. Adjustable aperture. The fact that the Mavic 2 Zoom does not have an adjustable aperture is one thing that no one seems to be talking about. Mavic 2 Pro's lens has an aperture of f2.8 to 11. This allows you to be more flexible for long exposure photography or any other situations where precise exposure control is required. You should also be aware that changing an aperture can affect the sharpness of the image. An f2.8 aperture will result in only a very small area of sharpness and blurred background. This is known as a shallow depth of field. While shooting at higher numbers, such as f11, will help everything remain in focus but will result in a slightly softened image. For sharp images that aren't soft, shoot at f2.8, f5.6. Shallow depth of field. The larger sensor and f2.8 aperture allow for close-up photography. This allows you to focus on the background, giving you a DSLR-like look. This was previously impossible with consumer drones. Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom, autonomous modes. DJI Mavic Pro, Active Track 2, Quick Shots, Rocket, Droney and Circle, Helix. Asteroid, Boomerang, Poi, Waypoint, Tap Fly. DJI Mavic 2 Zoom, Active Track 2, Quick Shots, Rocket, Droney and Circle, Helix, Asteroid, Boomerang, Dolly Zoom, Poi, Waypoint, Tap Fly. Even though there are very few differences between the drones, they both have a wide range of automated features that can help novice pilots capture great shots. Although it is still imperfect, collision sensing is more advanced than other DJI drones. This means that the Mavic 2s can take on flights that its predecessors couldn't safely handle, even without tracking subjects. Active Track is a highlight of these, as it follows the subject you select in the viewfinder using your finger. It even copes if the drone loses sight of the subject. Quick Shots, which are short automated video selfies, are always a hit on social media. If you like horror, the Mavic 2 Zoom drone offers the Hitchcock Essential Dolly Zoom. All other features are available on both drones. The Hyperlapse, a well-implemented time-lapse function, and the omnidirectional sensors are excellent for avoiding collisions. However, they only work when you're flying slowly enough to allow them to do their job. Lateral sensors only turn on in active track or tripod modes. Many drone pilots appreciate APAS, Advanced Pilot Assistance System, which will try its best to avoid obstacles if you, the operator, miss them. Dolly Zoom. The first is called Dolly Zoom. It's one of the DJI Quickshot modes. The Mavic 2 Zoom zooms in slowly while the drone is flying backward, creating a unique perspective shift. This is a shot that normally takes a lot of practice, but the Mavic 2 Zoom does it automatically with just a touch. This effect can be achieved with any camera drone or camera, but it is more difficult to get the best results if you don't have experience in editing your footage in software. This is done by first flying the drone out and then moving back towards your subject at a reasonable speed. In post-production, you will zoom in on the specific segment of your footage. But you won't be able to tell exactly what you're going to end up with until later. It is essentially an optical illusion that results from the relationship between foreground, background, distortion, or compression. The background is larger, but the foreground remains the same size. This creates a 3D parallax effect. This effect is used in animated films to get the viewers to engage with the story the way the filmmaker intended. The Dolly Zoom effect was used in Lord of the Rings to create the illusion that the space between the trees was expanding as if there was another portal. This effect is used in a lot of different ways that you might not have known. If you like to fly way up in the sky and take big aerial views, you won't see much use in the zoom feature because you can zoom by flying closer, further. Continuous autofocus. Another feature the Mavic 2 Pro lacks is contrast detection, continuous focus and phase detection, continuous eye detection. Autofocus is available on the Mavic 2 Pro. However, it's not continuous. This means that it can't keep the scene in focus when you're flying very close to it and then far away. There are some ways to get around this. You can set the aperture high so everything is in focus or manually slide the focus control while flying. However, I would have liked to see the same focus system on the Mavic 2 Pro, which is more expensive. DJI Mavic 2 Pro vs Zoom, verdict. The DJI Mavic 2 can be split into two models, making it difficult to choose. However, you can't go wrong with either. Both are well equipped and have excellent range. The Mavic 2 Pro is a great choice for those who are more concerned with still photos and 3D surveying missions that require high-res images. If you are shooting video content for high-end distribution and editors insist that you use 10-bit video, the Pro will allow you to work in either 28mm equivalent focal lengths when you capture video. The Mavic 2 is the best choice if you want the very best and will be using it a lot. It will save you some hard-earned money, and the zoom lens gives you greater creative possibilities. As long as you don't need those 48-megapixel high-resolution static subjects, it will do all you need. Conclusion. There are some important differences between the Mavic 2 Pro and Zoom, but they both offer excellent performance. The Mavic 2 Pro is a more expensive option with better camera quality, while Mavic Zoom offers great value for money for those on a budget. Ultimately, you'll need to think about your own requirements before deciding which drone is best suited to you. In short, both drones have many best features for you. We hope that this article has helped you understand what each of these drones has to offer. If not, then feel free to reach out at any time. Remember that our experts will be happy to answer any questions or queries you might have. Just get in touch below. All of the DJI offerings in this article are great options for aerial photography. A unique and elevated perspective can help you rekindle your passion for photography. Thank for reading. Read more, DJI Mavic Air 2 vs. Pro 2, which is better for you? 2021 Mavic Air vs. Mavic Air 2, which is better for you? Mavic Air vs. Mavic Pro Platinum 2021, which is better for you? Mavic Pro vs. Mavic Air, which is better for you? 2021?